those aburius. Let's say the man has idius and the least. So then nizokin vidius. Nizokin gets from the best. Ubal chayiv, what do we do to Ubal chayiv? His din is really from benenis. But the man doesn't have benenis. So he has no right to get from idius, but rather he gets from the zaburius. So Ubal chayiv, ksubas ishib is zaburius. They both get from zaburius. Rashi says, because in the Raisa, really, Baal Chayv is also only the Zaburiyas, like later. So, in the Takonim of the Rabbonin, so Tinah Delt of Nehlovin, they should get from Beninus. But in a case where he doesn't have Beninus, there's no Takanta, then he gets from Zaburiyas. That's what the Braisa says. But our core point of the Gemara says, Ketoni Miyo, what did we learn over here? Ketoni Miyo Mitziya. The middle case is like this. We learned one case that Beninus was Zaburiyas. In a case where the man only owns Beninus, a middle class field, and Zaburius, at least, the less, least, is Nizokin and Ubal Chayv Beninus. The Nizokin and the Ubal Chayv both collect from the Beninus. So the Tisha is Zaburius. If he pays off the Ksuba, she only gets from the Zaburius. Now, what's the case talking about here? The Yarmid, if you're going to tell me, Bishaloi Hein Shomin, we look upon the Mazik himself. What type of class of profit he himself has. So what do you mean to say he has Beninus and Zaburius? Why isn't that Beninus called Idiot? That's his best field. If you say we look upon the Mazik himself, his best field, so what do you mean he has Beninus and not Idiot? It can't be. Whatever best type that he has, that's called his Idiot. So the Gemara, V'yamrit v'shloyen shonin, t'yasa Beninus shalak Idiot. If so, his Beninus should be called his Idiot. If so, what's Nafkamina?
The Nafkamina difference should be is, V'yitcha Baal Chayv eitzes Zaburius. Why does it say the Baal Chayv collects from the Beninus? Why? His Beninus should become like his Idiot, and therefore the Baal Chayv should only have a right to collect from his Zaburius, which that becomes like his Beninus, if you go Bosa Shaloi. Therefore, there should be a Raya if we go Bosa Shaloi Lov, not Bosa Shaloi.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpochum, Zechen Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Avigdor, then Rabbi Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom. The limit of this tape should be a Schus and an Ilu for the Neshama.
All right, turn over. So the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about over here, the case was Kagoyin Shahoiso Loi Idiot. Is that true that this Loiva first owned Idiot? He had Idiot, Beninus, and Zaburius. Therefore, at the time of the loan, which property was Mishubit to the Baal Chayv, to the Malva? The Beninus. What happened was Leidol Mokhra. And then this loiva sold his idiot. Therefore now he only has his Beninus and he only has his Zaburius. It's not a question either to go Boster Shaloi Hein Shomim, Lamaisa Bishas Alvo, Bishas alone, he did have idiot, and therefore the Shibri was Chal on the Beninus.
The Baal Chayv has a right to collect from the Beninus. Even though at what is right now, this Beninus is your best. But since at the time when I lent you the money, you had a better property then, so this Beninus was a middle-class property that at that time was mistreated to me, I still have a right to collect from that Beninus. The same number of Chizda. Chizda also answered like this. The case is to going to Heysel Loi Idiot from Mocha. These cases are talking about at the beginning, he had three classes of property. He had an Idiot, a better type. So later on he sold it. So now even though his Beninus really is his best, still, the Baal Chayv has a right to collect from the Beninus because that's the one that was Beninus at the time of the loan. The Gemara says now, Hochinami Mishav, this is a Svaros like this. Militani Achriti, because what's another case we had? Another case is Beninus is Zaburius, where he owns Beninus and Zaburius, so it says, Nizokin the Beninus. Baal Chayv is still deceased from Zaburius. A Baal Chayv only gets from Zaburius. So what's the Sira? Kashin Adadi. Before we said the Baal Chayv gets from Beninus. And now we're saying the Baal Chayv gets from Zaburius. This is going to say the Shalom hangs some to go after the world, so that if he has Beninus, why shouldn't the Baal Chayv get from Beninus? Why does the Baal Chayv go to Zaburius? And Allah Shamin over here is the truth. No, that really we're talking about the Shalom hangs some. We look upon the Mazik himself, what type of property he has. But the case before that says that the Baal Chayv gets from the Beninus. That's because at the time when he loaned the money, he had an idiot. He had a better field. So that Beninus was really the Beninus. Khan over here, this last case that says that the Baal Chayv only gets from Zaburius, he never had idiot in the first place. So therefore, his Beninus was his best field. So the law is the Baal Chayv cannot collect from idiot. So So since for you, it's your best field, it's like you're idiots, that's why the Baal Chayit cannot get your Beninus, but rather he could only get your Zaburiyus. Therefore, there's no field. The boy is saying, in other words, can be like this. The boy is saying, I tell you, both cases, it's talking about where he did not own Edius before. And we're talking about now, Rashi says, and everybody holds now we go boss of the Shalom. We go boss of the average of the world. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're going like. The verse says, Idiot Shalohai Sula Idiot Yamacha, Lakasha. True, it's Beninus. But one of his Beninus is worth like the Idiot of the world. The Khan, the Lord Shavi Beninus Shalai Chidisi Yalma. That's the trap, we go boss of the Shalom. Give his Beninus is worth like the Idiot of the world, so the Baal Chayit can't get from it. Because we're going now to Shalom Hem Shamim. And according to the average of the world, if it better plant properly, the Baal Chayit can't get from it. The case where it says that the Baal Chayit gets from the Beninus, that's where the Beninus is worth like the average of the world. The boy you say another parent is like this. Okay, now everybody holds that his Beninus right now is like the average Beninus of the world. And Rashi says also cases, we're talking about again where he did not have any better property at the beginning. All he has is just his Beninus. The Chos Hasira, one case says the Baal Chayit gets from the Beninus, and one case says he gets from the Zburiyus. For Hoka Bokapligi, maybe this itself is the Machlokes. Ma Sava Bishaloi Hen Shamin, the one that says the Baal Chayit goes to the Zburiyus, says, yes, look at the Mazik himself, his property. He only owns Beninus and Zaburiyus, his Beninus is like Idiot. Therefore, the Baal Chayit can't get it. Umasava Vishalayim Hen Shamin. The other part of the price that says, no, the Baal Chayit does collect the Beninus, holds the gold bus of the Shalayim. You go after the average of the world. So if your Beninus, even though for you it's your best field, but your best field is according to the average of the world, Beninus, so that's called Beninus, and therefore the Baal Chayit doesn't have to get from the Beninus. Therefore, Kitzvah, no, we don't have a clear maskana, how do we hold? Do we hold the Shalom Hen Shamin, or do we hold the Shaloi Hen Shamin? Ravina, the Ravina says that you're the plegi. Maybe the Machlokes is two Breisah, the two parts of the Breisah, is totally an Ula. So what? The Yama Ula, Ula says like this. The Vav Torah, maybe your Reisah really, Baal Chayit Zaburiyus. If you lend somebody money and lady pays you off with fields, he has a right to pay you from Zaburiyus. That's the Lachim of Yeraisa. Shenema, what's the right? As the Pesach says, Ba'achutz Tamay, you Malva, you have to wait outside when you want to collect your money. Voyish, Asherat, a nicer boy, and the person that borrowed the money from you, Yoytzi Alecha, Sodat Achutza. He has the right to bring outside whatever he wants to pay from, pay with, he'll bring it outside. Like the Mashkin, or even wants to pay up, he'll bring it outside. Now, Ma, Daka, Shalodim, Loytzi Achutz. What does a normal person take outside? Once I have a right to pay you and bring it outside, what do I take out from my house? Pocus should the Caleb. Nobody takes a silver lighter outside. You take outside, you take out your simple silverware, you take out. And so, since the person says you take it outside and pay him there, Mashma the Leiva has the right to pay out from the bullion, from the lease of his property. That's what Ula holds. That's Midiraisa. If so, will Mata Marmu Balfebabangus. How come with Rabbanim, what's the reason of the Takano? Shall we say, no, a Baal Chayit has a right to collect from Beninus? Today, Shalat Tinu Delatafei Lovin. We don't want to make it bad that the Malvah should not lend any money. If the Malvah realize that later they'll only get Zaburiyus, they don't like to have such cheap property. Therefore, they'll stop lending money. The Ula said, therefore, to swear to Rabbanim and a Takano, that when a Baal Chayit collects his money, he has a right to get from Beninus. So I'll tell you, if so, that's my favorite here also. Mar Islay Takanta Diula. Or Ma Lesa Takantadula. In other words, the one that says he gets from Zaburiyus holds because that's the din of a Baal Chayit. A Baal Chayit only gets from Zaburiyus, that's all. And the one that says he gets from Beninus holds from the Takantadula. Rashi says like this. Tana Basra Lesa Takantadula. El Abasa Kroz, it goes both to the Pussy. Tafu Hebele Nam Yidis Ashram, Hebele Beninus Gemura, Benele Benadula, Afu Hawk, Israel Melishko Baal Chayit and Zaburiyus. It's a bracelet, it's part of the bracelet that says the Baal Chayit collects from Zaburiyus holds. That's the din midiraisa, and stays that way. A Baal Chayit never has the right to collect more than Zaburiyus. And the part of the Brisa that says, no, he gets from Beninus, holds like Ulus HaKonah. So now midirabonon, a Baal Chayit has the right to collect from Beninus. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that ches tamer aleph in the middle. Right, so that's Tana Rabbanan. We learned like this. What's going to be mochar li echod oy lishloisha b'nei yodom kechod? If one person, again like before, that had upon him a balchoyv or ksubasisha and nizokin. This man first has to pay somebody for the damage that he did to him, and that he has to pay from idiots. Then he owes somebody money that he has to pay him from his beninus. And he also owes a ksubasisha that gets paid from Zaburius. And this man had three different types of property. He taka owned at the beginning Zaburius, Beninus, and Idius. And now he sold all three properties. So it depends. Mocha liyechot. If he sold all three of them to one person. Oy lishloisha b'nei yodim kechot. Or else he sold it to three different people. But the same day. Vasachas means come out like the same day. Kechot. So locher is Kulam nichnasu tachas abaylam. They all go under the same din the owner had before. In other words, that the one that gets the beninus has to pay the bachoiv, the one that gets the zaburius has to pay the ksubasisha, and the one that gets the idius has to give it to the nizik. Rashi says, Kulam nichnasu tachas abaylam means nichnasu ala kuchas kedin hamoicher. Vami shalokach idius yifra le nizik. There's one that buys the Beninus, Yishalom et HaChayiv, Lekech Zaburius et HaKsuba. What's going to be though, Bezdeh Achazir, let's say you sold it to three different people, one after another. Not the same time, not the same day, but even three different days. So then the locher is, Kulam Goyvim and Acharon. All of them come to collect from the last one. In other words, when he sold the first field, so that person does not have to pay. Because since he left over two other properties by the original owner, so they collect from that property. So Rashi says, Min Achrein, the Afilu Shakle Kamo Idis Ubeninis. Even if the first one bought Idis Ubeninis, still Motzi Matchilu Alakuchas Lenizokin, Ubachoy Vetel Zaburius. The first one that bought could throw them to the last one to Zaburius. Why? The Omachas, the first Lakir could say, listen, that's the Svara. I left over property for you to collect from. Well, so now we learned in the Gemara Gittin that the klal is Ein nifroyim minichosim mishubodim b'mokom sheyesh b'nei chayvim. That's the aside. That calls the man, the original person, that has some property, even though it's only Zaburius, you can't now go, if you're the Nizik, you can't go and collect from the idiot that he sold to somebody else. Because since there's some property left over by the mazik, you have to take from Bnei Chorin before you get from Mishabodim. So therefore, the first one that bought the fields, you can't collect from him, because he could say, listen, I left over fields, the other two fields. And the same one, the second one that bought the property, could say, listen, I left over the third property. So therefore, all of them come to collect from the third one. What's going to be Ein Loi? Let's say when they go to collect from the third one, that property the third one bought is not enough to pay all three of them. There's not value enough to pay for the Hezik, for the Baal Chayv, and for the Ksubas Isha. So then the Lachri is Goyva Mishlafonov. Then they have a right to go to the one before that. What about Ein Loi? Let's see when the second field is also not enough. Then the Lachri is Goyva Mishlafnei Fonov. Then they have a right to go and collect even from the first field. Because then it's not called Heinachti Lachomokam. I can't say I left you all a property to collect from, because there's not enough property to collect from. So then they even have a right to come back. Now, Mochron Liechod Hechidami. What's the pshat at the beginning of the Braisa if the first person, Reuven, sold the three properties to one person? Elaim, if you want to tell me about Sachat, he sold to the Mamish at one time. He sold them all three fields at one star. If so, what's the Chiddush? Madach, it says that he sold his three fields to three different people. So obviously there were three different stories about it. And the Yikla Meimadir, maybe I could think to say, Chad Minayu Kodim. One of these three was first, but you don't sell it all at the exact same second, so one was before the other. Still, Omar, you tell me, since all three were done the same day, so the pshat is the date in the shtar only says today. So if you look in the shtar, we can't tell which one was first. Therefore, they have the law like all three were the same time. Kulam nechnesu tachas abaylim, that all three take over equally. So the mazid, the nizik, goes to the idiots. If so, mochron liyechod. In the case where this Reuven sold all his three fields to one person, me boy, do you have to tell me? Like Shita, the one person that buys all these three fields take over the same payment that the original owner had, that he has to pay idius to the nizik and the burius to the sisha and ben the sabachai pshita. So Mar says elab pshita pshur. What we're talking about over here is bezeach hazeh. Mar says elab pshita bezeach hazeh. Elamai pshur. We're talking about now elab pshita bezeach hazeh. Pshur. We're talking about where it happened bezeach hazeh. We sold it to one person means to the same person. You sold one field today. Then tomorrow he wanted to buy another field off you. Then the third day he bought your third field. And still we say, since you sold all three fields to one person, even though it was three different days, this one person now has to pay back each one of them kedinai. Now the question is why? Omai shenar shloisha. Why do we say if you sold your fields to three different people one after another? Techol chad v'chad omalei. That the first one that bought the field does not have to pay back. Because he could say, listen, I left over property. And the second one, the same thing? Says, so, hi Nami, this one person, even though he bought three fields, why can he say, why can he say, listen, that on the Tzati said that he bought Idius first, and then the second day he bought the Beninus, and then the third day he bought the Zaburius. Why can't he say to everybody, I'm only going to pay you from the Zaburius, from the last field I bought? Because yesterday when I bought the Beninus, the Zaburius was still by the original owner. And yesterday, who are you, the Baal Chayv, who are you supposed to collect from? From Bnei Chayrin, from the property left over, which was Zaburius. So now that I bought Zaburius last, I should be able to throw all of you to the Zaburius. Salkam, it says no, that if you sold the three properties to one person, even though it's three different days, he has to pay each one kedinai. Why? Gemara says, you know what? Hocha b'mayaskino, we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskino, kugoyin shalokach idis bachreina. We're talking about here only if he bought the best list. True. If he bought Zaburius list, of course he has a right to tell them all, you'll only collect from the last one that I bought from the Zaburius. But here we're talking about where the last one that he bought was the best property. So now the Chiddush is really then, so all of them should come and say, listen, pay me up from the Idius. That's your last property. That's the Chiddush. No, he doesn't have to pay more than Kedinai. We'll soon see why. The chain number of Rashesha says the same story also. This new person that bought the fields off the original Ruvain, he bought first his Beninus, then he bought his Zaburius, and then the last field he bought was Idius. So that's why now, when the Baal Chayv comes to collect, he has to give him the Beninus. When the Ksuvah Tisha give him the Zaburius. When the Nizda comes, he has to give him from the Idius. So we're asking Kasha, why? Ihochi, if so, if the last field that he bought was the Idius, so before he bought this field, that was the field that was Bnei Chayrin by the original owner. See, even the Baal Chayv had a right to collect from that Idius. If so, now that he bought it last, Leisi Kula V'Ligva Me'Idius. How come all three of them, even the Ksubas Isha, should say, listen, the last field you bought was Idius, that's the one I have a right to collect from. That was Bnei Chayrin. Sumer says, no, a new Svara. Mishum Diyamalu. Because this last Lakech, the one that bought these fields, since it's one person has a right to say like this, he can say back to the Baal Chayv to Ksubas Isha, he says like this, Diyamalu, if you're going to keep quiet, Vishak Lisa Kidinaihu, and you take according to your din you Baal Chayv, you're supposed to take from Beninus. If you take from Beninus, very good. Shak Lisa, I'll give you the Beninus. But Vilay, if you're not going to be happy with the Beninus, but you're going to complain now that you want the Idius, because that's the last one I bought, you know what I'll do to you? Mahadarna Shtara de Zaburius Lamare. I'll return the star of the worst field, the Zaburius, back to the owner. If so, Vishaklisa Kuchum is Zaburius. You'll all have to now collect from the Zaburius. In other words, you can't come to me, the Mishabadim, the Mokim de Zabnecharin, the original owner, has the property. So it's only if I have all properties you want to come to me. But if you want to get now Idius from me, I have a way out. I'll tell you know what I'll do. I'll take the Zaburius and give it back to the first owner. So it comes out that's the Bnei Chayrin. So you have to collect from the Idius, from the Zaburius. So that's why it tells the Baal Chayv, be quiet. If you want to be a smart man and take the Beninus, okay. But if you start complaining, you want better, I'll give it to you that you'll get the worst. That's the Svara. So that's what the price is teaching us. So therefore, when the one person, even though he brought Idius last, he has the right to push them off each one, Kedinai. But the Gemara Yochi is so.